Hello and welcome to the Manager Mojo Show. Steve Caldwell here, and we're so glad that you're here. We use our mojo to really become greater leaders. Now, let's get started by listening to something good. Oh, I feel good. I knew that. Want to make 2017 your best year ever? Then let me be your teacher, your mentor. I've prepared special courses and webinars for you that will help you succeed and to give you access directly to me. Go to mojouniversity.com and sign up today. You have nothing to lose. Try me for 30 days, and if you aren't satisfied, I guarantee you a full refund, no questions asked. Don't go it alone. Let me be your guide at mojouniversity.com. Be successful today. Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Hello and welcome everyone to the Manager Mojo Show. Steve Caldwell here, and I'm thrilled today to introduce my special guest, Norma Hollis. Now, Norma is an authenticity expert. She's the author of 10 Steps to Authenticity, The Process to Become a Professional Speaker, and she has an upcoming book called Authentic Healthcare Leadership, A Practical Handbook. Now, she has been studying this for almost 30 years, so she's an expert in how we can be authentic in our personal lives as well as our job, and I know that's going to be a fun topic for all of us today in management and leadership. So, Norma, welcome to the Manager Mojo Show.
Steve, thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure and look forward to hearing your thoughts today. But before we do that, why don't you share with our listeners what fun thing that you've been up to lately outside of work?
Well, I have a fun thing that I do with two different crowds. Once is every Wednesday, every week, and once is monthly with a bunch of girlfriends. And that is playing cards. I started playing a game called Bid Whist, which is a lot like bridge, but it's not exactly bridge, and others would say it's like spades, so it's kind of in between spades and bridge. And I play that with one group of friends every Wednesday. We have a place we go, and we dance, and we, which I love to do as well, and play cards. And I have a bunch of girlfriends where we go to each other's house once a month and enjoy cards. So that's one of my favorite things to do, and I just have a great time doing, especially when I win.
Well, I like winning too, Norma, and that sounds like a fun thing to be doing. So thanks for sharing that with us. And let's kind of dive off into our topic of authenticity today. And just as a little preparation here, I know that all of us in management and leadership can be so much better when we understand and be our authentic self. So if you don't mind, what I'd like for you to do first is share with my listeners really what got you interested in this and where did it really start in your own life to really discover this journey of authenticity?
Well, you know, a lot of people, you know, when you're a kid, people ask you, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I always said, I don't know. It hasn't been revealed to me yet. So it's not like I picked this as a career. It is like it picked me. And it actually started when I was 28. And that was when I realized that I had a real quandary because I had done everything my parents had said. I had the husband. I had the good job. We had a car. We had a house. He had a good job. You know, all those things. And I was absolutely miserable. And I did not have a clue what to do with myself, given I had a lot of years to live. And that's when I decided that I would kind of back off on life for a while and take some time and dissect myself. I have one of the gifts that enables me to be able to look down on myself, at will, and kind of separate the parts. So in so doing, I found 9 different energies, and some of my friends may say personalities, but I call them energies, that are within me. And I began to learn what those energies were, what the difference was in them. And I ended up putting them together on a grid that I called, you know, me. And then I started just researching deeper and deeper into these different energies. And eventually, these energies in this grid turned into my authenticity grid. And in the process, I owned a speakers bureau. So I had a lot of people around the country who came to know me. And then I traveled to 20 cities and delivered this new process that I had learned and found that the way I dissected myself relates to other people. So what I found is that I have a tool that helps people with self-awareness from personal, professional, and spiritual perspectives. And then I just began to learn how to build it out and turn it into a product and that into a business, which is where I am now.
How wonderful.
So it kind of, So it's a little journey than most people, but it has a lot of meaning and value, and it was a lot of fun along the way and very confusing along the way, too. But I like the point that where I'm at right now with it.
Well, there's no question that really understanding ourselves is so very important. You mentioned self-awareness, and I know for a fact that self-awareness is one of the most important characteristics that a leader of people can have, because after all, if you can't lead yourself, how in the world are you going to lead someone else? Am I right about that?
You are absolutely correct. As a matter of fact, there are a number of scholars who write about authentic leadership, which is one of the topics that I speak on. And every one of them that I have read says that the number one trait of an authentic leader is self-awareness. And part of that means knowing yourself and knowing where you're vulnerable, what your weaknesses are, and not and admitting to them, and also stacking your team or your partners with people who fulfill the areas where you're weak, because certain areas still have to be met. Doesn't mean you have to meet all of them. I think years ago or decades ago, we all had this feeling we had to be Superman or Superwoman and do everything ourselves and have all the gifts and be perfect. And
Norma, I think many of us still want to do that, okay? We have the Superman, Superwoman complex.
The authenticity of it is when you realize, well, you know, I'm not really that good in this area. Who can I find who can back me up here? So that's when we really become more effective leaders.
Well, I think it's an awesome point. And, you know, so many, I have a chance to talk to a lot of leaders. And one of the things that I tell them is that look at yourself and determine the types of people that you're hiring and working with you. And when they really begin to look, they all of a sudden they find out that they've hired a lot of people that are exactly like themselves with very little change. Now, why would that be an issue for a leader and a manager?
Well, we do it because that's where we're most comfortable. We're comfortable with who are like us. And so naturally we attract. I know when I started my business, everybody that worked for me was just like me. And it was great. You know, we had a lot of fun and we connected, but there was some essential part of the business that never got done because I didn't have the people who have my weaknesses on my team. And so my weaknesses became glaring because I didn't even recognize what they were, and nor did I know how to fulfill them. So with the authenticity process, it helps people to see where their strengths are and what type of people they need on their team, because no matter what you're doing, if you're in business or if you're leading, there are certain things that are irrefutable. You have to accommodate for them in one way or another. Doesn't mean you have to have all those traits, though.
Well, I totally agree, and I think it's very powerful whenever we really can understand and appreciate ourselves. I recently hired a new associate for our team, and the associate, whenever I really met with them, I think they were a little bit surprised that I actually hired somebody that was almost the opposite of me. But the reality was I needed this person to have the strengths that I don't have. And it really made such a huge difference, I think, in both for me and for the associate that came to work for us. So when you're referring to this, the authenticity grid, it's hard for me to say that sometimes. Sorry about that.
You're not the only one.
But I know I've got plenty. But when I start looking at this, I'm looking at it now. Why don't you kind of share with our listeners a little bit about what really are we looking at in this authenticity grid? Tell us some of the components.
Well, what I found at 28 when I began to dissect myself is that I had three voices within me, and these are reflected on the grid. So on the left side of the grid is the vertical, is the inner voice, and that's the voice that no one hears but you. We all have a voice that speaks within us all the time, directing us, guiding us, if we learn to listen to it, respect it, and trust it. Then we have what's in the middle of the grid, what I call the outer voice. And the outer voice is how we are perceived. So you walk into a room and people make an immediate assumption about you. They have no idea what's happening on the inside with your inner voice. Mm-hmm. They only judge you on what they see. And then the third voice, vertical, which is on the right side of the grid, is your expressive voice. And that refers to who you have become, how you've taken the inner voice and the outer voice together and what you've done with it and how you are expressing yourself on the planet.
So let's summarize that for people, because they're having to listen for us. There's an inner voice, an outer voice, and an expressive voice. So talk to us a little bit about the inner voice, if you will.
Sure. Well, each of those three voices have three dimensions within them. So the inner voice's three dimensions are, first, intuition. And intuition, it refers to our sixth sense. And what that voice says to us and whether or not we're able to listen to it and hear it. And then that's filtered through the second dimension, which is integrity, which is our value system. What is it that we truly believe? Our value system kind of communicates to the world what we believe in. And it's also a way that we judge whether the intuitive voice is one that we listen to or not. People talk about, is it the angel or the devil that's talking to me? Well, your value system, your integrity, helps you to judge that and determine, and that's part of your inner voice as well. And then if the value is one that you believe in and want to act on, then it goes to inspiration. And so, therefore, you are inspired to do something about your inner voice. That's versus motivation. Motivation comes from the outside in, inspiration from the inside out. And essentially, none of us get anything done unless we're inspired to do it. And then those are the three voices of the inner voice, the three dimensions, the intuition, integrity, and inspiration.
Well, so many people, I've just discovered from working with so many people over the years in management, it seems to me that the inner voice is one of those areas where they struggle the most. It's like they're totally blind to that inner part. Is that a common component from your research, or is that just anecdotal on my part?
Oh, no, it is quite common. And let me take you back a little bit and explain why that is a bit of an issue. If we go back to the 1800s, when as a society we started into manufacturing, we no longer had to do everything for ourselves or in our short community, we started doing mass production. And when we got into assembly lines and mass production, what the leaders and owners of companies were concerned about was, how fast can you do something? How fast can the assembly line produce? It had nothing to do with listening to your voice. It had nothing to do with who you were as an individual. It was just a matter of how fast can you produce. And now we're in the information age. And in the information age, it's more like, you know, what's your critical thinking? What's your thought? Go research this and let me know what you think about. It's not just about how fast you can do it. It's about how critical you can think about it. And that critical thinking does involve our inner voice to some extent. And where we're moving into is the empowerment age. And the empowerment age is where everyone's individual natural gifts and talents come into play. So how can the company use your authentic natural gifts and talents to help the company move forward? And your natural gifts and talents are aligned with that inner voice. So many of us, so many of our parents and grandparents, and so many of the ways that we were raised and how generations continue to raise, is based on a lot of the industrial age thinking, where it was more about just do this. And if you think about children, young children, when they come into the world and they're just so freely expressing themselves, and what do? We shut them down. You're talking too much, you know, don't sing, you don't have a voice, you can't make any money doing that. Mm-hmm. And that takes away all of those things that are natural for us. So being authentic means bringing them back, and that helps to enhance who we are and make us better leaders.
I think that's an awesome point. And, you know, I would even go to say that with the information age, you know, before you were talking about, well, we just go as fast as we can. Well, in mm-hmm. some ways, the information age has made us go so fast, and we're so efficient that we don't even stop to really think about what do we feel.
Right. That's very true. And but the fast is a little different. The fast in the information age is a mental, how fast can you figure it out and then take care of it, where in the industrial was how fast can you twist something, or it's more of a physical rapidness. So, yes, now it is more. It is still fast, but from a different standpoint. And you're right that many people have lost the idea of feeling. They've lost even the fact that that's even important. And when you have feelings, you know, they want to shoot you down and tell you you're not supposed to feel that way. You're supposed to just do this. But the issue of being human is that you're going to feel. And your feelings and your inner voice are a large part of being human, and how you adjust to them and adapt to them and listen to and trust them has a lot to do with the quality of your life.
So important. I want to just throw one real tangible example out that I think holds so many managers and leaders back. And that mm-hmm. is, we created this wonderful thing called email. And email allows us to communicate pretty quickly just to transfer information. But the problem with that is that email couldn't be a worse form of communication with another human being. And we screw this up so much that I don't know that we may be running the risk of, if all you do is look at your email, I don't even know how you could understand what you feel. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, it is a fair statement. And particularly the concern with that is particularly with the young people, because they are introduced very early to the world of internet. And, you know, many of us have seen young kids who are talking to each other by text, and they're sitting next to each other, and they're texting rather than talking. And this happens a lot. And so that is definitely reducing the human contact and the ability we have to learn how to get along, because that's also very critical. And, my original background was early childhood, and I go to restaurants sometimes or be in an airport, and I'll see parents having their preschoolers so caught up in the screen that there's no communication. And I just can't imagine what it's going to be like for those who are raised that way and what it's going to mean for communication skills down the road for feeling.
You know, Norma, I think we're already seeing it with millennials that have come into the workplace, and managers that are older than they are don't really understand this dependence on text, and they don't understand how to actually draw out the authentic self from people. And yet it's so important for us to really understand that inner voice, isn't it?
It is very important for us to understand the inner voice. One of the tips that I give people to look at their inner voice and recognize it more is to examine how you personally answer a question you pose to yourself when you ask yourself, what am I going to eat now? Or what am I going to eat tonight? Or what am I going to wear? What am I going to wear tomorrow? Because these are questions that we always ask ourselves. Seldom do we ask them out loud. And the answer generally comes somewhere within our inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
So look at how the answer comes. Does it come as a thought, as a feeling, as a memory? And these are begin to give you clues of how your voice speaks to you. And just when you start to just zero in on that and pay attention to it, you begin to get more connected to your voice. And then the next step to do then is when that voice starts speaking to you and you're not sure if it's the right voice. And I did this when I was a child and the voice started coming to me and I had some traumas in my life and had to figure out some stuff. And I just said, okay, look, if you're the right voice, I know there's a voice out there, and if you're the right voice I should listen to, prove it to me, because you must be pretty powerful. So in the next week, show me someone with red socks, and let someone else say the word elephant in a conversation. And if that happens, maybe I'll believe you. And within a week, they both happened. I did it again about 4 or 5 weeks, and finally the voice said, well, do you believe me now? Can we stop this silly game? And that's when I learned how to communicate with my voice and continue to do that. So anyone can do that and just begin to build a relationship, a conversation with that inner voice. And it's the best friend you could ever have, because if you learn to listen and trust it, you'll never go wrong.
I love that. I love that. And I think it's one of the big missing ingredients in true leadership today is this, because people are so disconnected from who they themselves are, they find it almost impossible to connect to another person.
It's so true. And it's unfortunate when it happens in large organizations. I used to own a speakers bureau, and you can't imagine how many people would come to me after 10 or 20 years in corporate America and say they wanted to speak, but they didn't have a clue what to speak on because they don't know who they are anymore, because they had to adapt to the culture of that organization. And in the process, they, between the childhood situations and whatever corporate they were in, they lost sight of who they are. And that's one of the things I do, help people to come back into clarity of who they are and what their purpose is and how they can help.
I think it's phenomenal work, and definitely much needed by all of us. If you have not gone through this this process to really understand who you are and what your strengths are and how you communicate with the world, you need to figure it out sooner rather than later.
Yes, absolutely. The greatest success comes when you figure that out and you're more comfortable with yourself, and then you can soar in a way that you hadn't were not able to before.
I know people are going to want to connect with you and find out more about your authenticity assessment. So why don't you share right here how people can learn more about your work and really possibly to take the assessment that we're talking about?
Well, to take the assessment, I'm going to give you two links. It's at authenticityassessment.com. But since most people have such challenges spelling authenticity, and I do too from time to time, we make it easy by going to BeRealTest.com. That's BeRealTest.com, BeRealTest.com. And to learn more about me, you can go to NormaSpeaks.com, NormaSpeaks.com, or check me out on Facebook at Norma T. Hollis.
Awesome. Well, for those of you that happen to be exercising now, as always, we'll make sure we include those links in the notes for you to make it easy, because I think I just absolutely recommend that you connect with Norma and find out really how you can be more authentic. So Norma, as we continue our conversation, what I would like to do is, would you share what are some of the major benefits to people when they really understand this concept of authenticity? What are they going to get? What are the outcomes?
The number one is clarity and the confusion that so many of us go through from time to time, or most of the time in our lives, is reduced. Because when you know who you are, you have a much easier opportunity to make decisions that are appropriate for you. Because everybody wants to make a decision, that's the right decision. But sometimes our inability to make the decision, to get to be the reason we are confused and lack clarity, is because we're not sure who we are. So we don't have the foundation for decision making. So the number one thing that it does, it brings so much more peace to your life, because you have more clarity about who you are, where you're going, what your parameters are, what your integrity is, what your values are, how you're inspired, your gifts and talents. These are all elements of the dimensions that are in the authenticity program. So it just helps you get a better feel for the habits that you're doing, your personality, the people that just surround you. You just have clarity.
I just love that. I mean, who in the world would not want more clarity about themselves? I mean,
exactly.
I don't quite understand how you could say no to that, but I get it. People like get confused, and sometimes just the fear of moving from where they are keeps them in that same spot.
Yes, and I've been through that myself, where you just don't know. You know, I'm not sure. I'm in the mud, and I'm not sure which direction is the best direction out of the mud, so I'll just stay in the mud for a while. But it's just we move through life so much with so much more efficiency when we know who we are. and we can make decisions. And lucky are the children, I say, whose parents really understand them and raise them to their gifts and talents and help them to be natural. But so many parents don't even know who they are, so therefore they can't raise their children to be who they are. So most of us have that confusion. And once we get the clarity, just, you know, it's like the sun comes up and, you know, the rainbow comes and like, duh, you know, so it's an easier way to make feel more comfortable.
I don't know about anybody else, but I want more rainbow moments. I love it. Norma, as we close today, what would be the top couple of tips that you would give to any busy business leader that's listening today?
Well, the one thing that I would say, I'm going back to the inner voice because that's where authenticity begins. So the number one thing that anyone can do is on their drive to and from work, turn the radio off and connect with your inner voice. I gave some tips earlier about how to recognize that voice and just start a conversation. You can even just be silly about it. Hey, voice, how are you? Talk to me. And just be quiet and just listen. And listen to what the thoughts that come to your mind. Listen to just the things that you think about, whatever you maybe what attracts your attention as you're driving. What are you looking at? What draws you? And just begin to connect with the inside of yourself. You know, so much of what life is about, or what we're told life is about, is, you know, money and what we eat and who we're around, and all those things are very important. But the true life is the life that exists on the inside. So just taking the time to connect with that, give yourself time, give yourself silence. You connect with that through the silence. And just by doing that, you'll find you know yourself even more.
Wow, that's a phenomenal tip. For our listeners, I didn't know Norma was going to say that as her tip. I want you to know that. But Norma, I do this all the time.
Cool.
I do not turn on the radio, and it is precisely for that reason. People ask me a lot of times, Steve, how can you do so much? How can you have so many different things going, and you don't seem like you're stressed? Well, the reason I'm not stressed is because I'm not overloading my senses. I know who I am, and I know what I'm trying to accomplish. And Norma is 100% correct. If we just did that one thing, your life is going to begin to change. And so I wholeheartedly support you in that recommendation, Norma.
It was so interesting when you do that, too. You start getting answers that you've been questioning for a while, and you couldn't get the answers because there was too much clutter and too much noise around you.
Absolutely.
So the answers come, yes.
That's beautiful. Yes. Thank you so much for sharing that.
My pleasure.
I want to, for our listeners, I just want to tell you, I'm really want you to reach out to Norma. Our guest today has been Norma Hollis. She's the author of 10 Steps to Authenticity. And I think every one of us can learn from what we've heard today. And I want to encourage you to go on this journey and really get to know yourself better. Norma, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom today. And on behalf of all of our listeners, I want to wish you continued success and prosperity in all that you do.
Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate the opportunity to share it with your audience. Thank you.
Steve here, and one last reminder. I want to thank you for listening to the show, and want to encourage you, go over to mojouniversity.com. Before you forget it, make sure you sign up for our training site, and let me be your teacher this year. I promise you, you're going to be successful. You're going to love it. Go to mojouniversity.com and sign up today.